This morning, I'm turning to the Gospel of John, chapter 2. The Gospel of John, chapter 2. Gospel of John, chapter 2, I'll read verse 11. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. This morning I'm considering Jesus' first miracle, and we find it in the passage that we read, John chapter 2. And this is the first miracle he did publicly, in turning water into wine at a marriage feast at Cana of Galilee. And okay, the ambassador, yes, sir, and yes, you to ne essentially, yeah, or yeah, yes, I did kind, I who, John in St. Panamu, chapter 2, no. Now, your cover is living now, see where, yes, you to ne essentially, and shas, yeah, oh, yeah, or can, or Galilee. Ah, or da, the new name, Eddie, and the shell for no Eddie New Deer. And say, essentially, oh, yeah, yeah, or Danny, you, maybe, yeah, I don't know, dear, ah, now I'm walk, Aware, Asu, Kana, I walk Galilee. And before I go on, the word miracle always, it also indicates sign. I mean, and so, whenever we hear the miracle of Lord Jesus Christ, we ought to think beyond the actual miracle that he did. It was real miracles he did, but it has better things to teach us spiritually. And as you know that when we are going to a place and there's a signpost, when you get there, you get the information, it moves, it guides you to where you ought to go. When you have found the actual place, you don't hold on to the signpost. You go to the actual place. So, whatever miracle Jesus Christ did, it wasn't just for miracle's sake. It has a purpose in them, and we ought to find out and see how good it is for our souls. Because whatever he did, if it was not for the good of souls, it was worthless. Because he himself said that if you gain the whole world and you lose your own soul, what profit will you gain? The American said, you can't send China a script to, oh yeah, yeah. And maybe they be a better Bible moon send China, you know. Send China actually said, if you swab ya, actually said, or see a shame, you may be a passer in send China, oh yeah, no. Now because maybe I will be called baby, I'm going to say, send China. I find sure I just see how or just when I saw the court be anywhere on Sunday team but I'm about to be a find sure no exam because we never be all come it's a Christo name on my DNA name Saint John you're here in here no and a war so far so a year a mood of grass in this one you know say your son will be a real say or more be in any few from so yeah you're here in here no and on my own say so none of kind say sin you are saying your many as your free cra and then you finya. That then or no cast or because or your idea kit. Nan you pa why own idea. There's something beyond that. But you know that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came to this world to manifest the glory of the triune God, he came to manifest, the Bible tells us he came to manifest the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, it's one God, that three persons, he came to manifest this to the world. He's the God of all creation. When we mention God, it includes the three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And when he came to manifest the glory of the triune God, he did not take upon himself an angelic nature. He took upon him a human nature, feeble, weak, and as we pick from the scripture, he did not have special beauty that people can even physically admire him. That's how he did. And if you look at his birthplace, he was born in the sheepfold. Even none of us was born in the sheepfold. So you see that how he came to abase himself. So he came in such a form. And as the Bible says, if we look at his physical appearance, we have been despised him. If Jesus were to be here physically, and if we didn't know that he was Jesus Christ, we would have despised him. Nobody physically will ever even admire him. But his works and his teachings demonstrated that he was God, manifested in the flesh. You know, even the people can hear and say, no, never a man speak like this man. They could hear him teach and say, where did this man learn letters and whatever he's teaching. They were so astonished. And his miracles also. People could see that this is not just an ordinary man. And yet, his physical appearance show his human nature. And his words and his teachings show us that he was God. And even today, people still misunderstand this. And they'll read the Bible, they'll say, oh, Jesus prayed to his father. So Jesus Christ is less than God. They'll read the Bible and say, Jesus Christ was hungry. So they're less than God. They cannot reconcile what we have, just the Son of Man, the Son of God. He had two natures when he came to this earth. And until you see such in him, you can never find him as your savior. The air can say, Jesus Christ, and bro, about as you know. Now, but that, now go for any of you know. Or for any person to say, yes, we are, as a comedy, and you're bringing a desire of our buyer. I can also do a new who knows, say, on a more, maybe because our own panel, because only. The Bible says share the young coupon soup of the and as one for two ninja bumwa who used to the out here. He was a or no in Yambu or any papa or something Yambu Pomba. These things met in him, and until we have seen in him such, we can never have him as our savior. So, although his miracles pointed to his divine power, it was not just to excite wonder in people, it's not just to demonstrate that he has power, and to help people to see, to reverence him as God. To love and trust him as the savior of the world. It is to make people not just say, oh, he had that miracle, that's beautiful. No, that's the purpose of Christ's miracle. As many false miracle workers today are doing, they want to claim they have their supernatural power. So everybody should come and say, no. All that he did was to demonstrate that he has come as the savior of the world, and people can trust in his power. And then they can, through him, have fellowship with God and love and trust him to have his life in them. The obey here, that is all you have to put on manipa, which means you want to know, so on your own to me. Now, sounds you obey, if it's me, I didn't say, oh, yeah, I don't want, yet you want, I said, what we said, what's that to me? And yes, obey here, and my dear, my brain was, oh, you paid your to me, pa, I can get that. So I'll move on to our passage, and we'll see how we can draw some lessons from the passage. So in verse 1, we read that, and the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. And the third day, if you remember our reading from chapter 1, verse 35 coming, remember, John the Baptist was standing there with two of his disciples and said that this is the Lamb of God that take away the sin of the world. And the two of them went to follow him. And then they went on to tell their brothers and others. So this third day is after that incident where these disciples came to follow him, when he has interacted with Philip and Nathaniel, Andrew, before. So after that has happened and this was followed him, then third day from that, then this incident happened. And we are told that, and the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. So that third day there was also a marriage feast at Cana of Galilee. And Cana of Galilee, we are told that if you look at the map of old, I mean Israel, it's about 6 miles northeast of Nazareth. You know, Jesus Christ lived in Nazareth and grew from there. Though he was born in Bethlehem, but it was Nazareth that he grew with Mary, his mother, and Joseph, his father. He grew from there. But the distance from Cana of Galilee to Nazareth is about 3 hours or 6 miles apart. And Cana of Galilee is at northeast of Nazareth. So therefore, it's a closer place, a place that is not far from one another. And we are told that this town also is a small town. It's not a big town. It's a small, today we say maybe a village, a small town. So that's where this marriage feast was happening. And it's interesting to note that Jesus Christ, when he began to show forth his work, he did not go to Jerusalem or any other of the big cities in Israel, but small village. So if he even tells you, he chose Cana of Galilee, small, let's even Accra, I don't know, the small suburb in Accra. Instead of maybe going to Main Accra or Tema first to start his work, he started from a small village. to show forth his miracles. And what are this one tells us that the Savior's miracle, Jesus' miracle, was not to sort for popularity. It was not for a show, as I've said before. It was to demonstrate his kindness, especially to all who repent and believe in him. Because he came to brought kindness from the Father, from God himself, as the Savior of the world. And in this, he did not just come to show that he has power, but to demonstrate that he is kind and he has come to do a great thing for us, to show us the way of salvation, as we are told that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. Yet the can say, yes, Christo, or shall I say, or that in human age, you know. While for far, a broken savior, Jerusalem, Israel, for him grow, and I say, a broken savior, even Galilee, Bono, or for far, a broken canna, I am crooked, and I can say, yeah, a grassy, a horn of fire, or yeah, or that, the two me, Eddie, or Danny, and Suma Bayer, and no idea. And the can say, ah, yes, Christo. Ne, oh, my dear, no, how the no, on fine chess, or person in public grade, who's on or yet, or be all to me, oh, my dear, no, so or five in South Croft 12 grand chess, or five, no, but that, ne, na you me, Eddie, actually, Nipa, say, I'm a soap, Nanipa, yes, I cran, I said, yes, Dinny, dear, Ebina, Ebina, until or five, South Croft 12, and now, Eddie, or Dan, ne, oh, my dear, Eddie, kind. And we are told that his mother too was there, and I'm sure maybe the family, their relatives, the family, because the mother was there, so I think, and I'm sure either a friend or a family, a relative, I mean, whatever relationship they have, they might have some close relation. So the mother too was there. So Jesus, and verse 2, we are told, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. Jesus too was called and his disciples to the marriage. And at this time, he had five disciples, as we heard from chapter 1, Andrew, Simon, Peter, Philip, Nathaniel, and probably John, who wrote this gospel. So there were five disciples. They were not 12 now. They were already, at this time, there were five. And he also went to the disciples. And the interesting thing also to note from his acceptance of the invitation was that Jesus Christ was also liberal. He was so flowing with everyone. Sometimes they will say that he is a friend of sinners, because even the publicans, anyone calls him, invites him, he goes. And the Pharisees also invite his enemies, even the Jews who were his enemies, though he knew that they even invited him so that they would try to cast some words from him and to slander him. But yet he went. He never gave up on anyone. The Ekan said, yes, Christo. The Sujan said, yes, Christo, and the Sujan also called our rear said, Andrew, Simon, Peter, Philip, and Nathaniel, and John, our church, and St. Brady Maya also come. And want say, yes, Christo, Obi our friend, Obi no more friend, or pay. We even, town, we go more pay, new master, no more, I pay BTL of Fran, or invite him, do we become so at the for down for his head, or no, at for the. Naturally, I miss my school now, or you'll be an Nayemi, or yet free Emma Obia. And you know also that the Lord Jesus Christ knew what was going to happen at the marriage feast. You know, he's God of all, I mean, he's omniscient God, and he knew that his being there would provide opportunity for him to demonstrate his miracle that he wanted to show to the world, that he is the savior of the world. So, and also he knew the prophet, maybe the prophecy of this family, that along the line their drinks for the feast might get finished. And as maybe a family relation, he wanted to do them kindness, so he went. And if we think of his liberality and how he was willing to do anything, we also think of his condescension. When you think of the Lord Jesus' condescension, mercy Maoye official by how he was God of glory, the God of all creation. He could come and the womb that even gave birth to him, he created it. Or Noah, or Yenyabupon, and Yenyamura, our boy, Vivian, a full crown of a day, one of boy, and so a brand of one, as I said, or Baba Benipa, now, or between the Dijuma, between our Guanipa. So we think of his condescension, how as a God of glory, he should come from his throne in heaven to satisfy the greatest need ever. So you see, whenever we look at Jesus Christ helping someone or doing some kindness, we should think of the greatest need that he came to meet the requirement for sin for us. He came to satisfy what we couldn't do for our sin. Sir, yes, we do. Or by as I see, no sir, or giant and Hindi, and you and Yamna, or bread wants to buy. It's shame, yes, ma. Or what wrong at the mind, sir, or buy, and if I hear the pie, here I say, you and we all have put in my bonnet, or buy at the hope at two of Emma, your bonnet. You know that he knew the misery that sin has caused us, and he was willing to come. When he makes my bonnet, I did how Abraham reacts. You see, whenever you think of any calamity in the world, whenever you think of any disease, even a disappointment, think of sin. People don't think of that. When people are in trouble, when people's lives are messed up, they think, they sit down and they give blame to others. They forget that sin has brought all the trouble. It could be their own sins or sins of others has brought whatever trouble they have in life. The other kind of said, how will we ask you? Say, you're here, I'm a Nihunu, and eh, at a Tibiano. You said, Bunny Padrim said, Bonnet, now my son, you may never be here. That's a wild bunny boy, and I said, we born near wire. If you said, Bono, we ask you, you know, how near my new boy. And people, and I'm going to say, if I don't run out, I'm going to come and you won't be able to say, and Bonnet, never much as yet, a day, a blame will come for us. So he knew the misery sin has caused into this world. So he was willing to come all the way from heaven to come and die and pay for our sin on the cross. And look at the kind of death he took on the cross. I think they say that it was one of the shameful death ever. To die on the cross was thieves and robbers, murderers that were always hung on the cross by the Roman, way of killing people. Yeah, you need to say, sir, you don't have a sense in the arsenal. No. I want Roman form, brother. So be all you within me, or you come for, and I say, or you any party, or any party, I didn't say, so you're good in the master. Jesus Christ, sir, or what do my intel on your person, or the number of a saint, I send the arsenal, why did you know, Guasinia, not the attorney. So he was willing to come down, he was willing to come and finish this for us, and we are told that it's just for the unjust. He was righteous and we are righteous. He was holy, we are sinners, but he was willing to come for us. So that's what he came to do. So when you think of his invitation and his liberality and his kindness, let's think of this, that he was willing to come all the way for us. And in verse 3, we are told, verse 3, and when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. So the marriage was still going on, and things, people were being served and all that. And then, as I said, Mary might have been a relative, because she cannot be so much concerned of shortage of food or drink there. So he said, when they wanted wine was exhausted, and the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. So when Mary found out that the wine for the feast was exhausted, he came to Jesus to ask for help. And we know that by the Jewish custom, their marriage feast always lasted for 7 or 8 days. Unlike ours, they will feasting for about 7 or 8 days. And you know the amount of drinks and food they have to consume for such period of time. And as we look at how the passage is carried, I'm sure Jesus Christ also came in at a time when the feast, there have been a few days to end the feast. Maybe I'm not sure he came in at early, because at the time when the drinks were exhausted. And as I said earlier, also the wine getting exhausted before the end of the marriage would have been a shame even to the family. They couldn't provide enough so that the feast would have to end maybe before the 8th day. So the Lord Jesus Christ, was there, to help the need. So Mary also realizing that the trouble maybe the family will fall into, he came to the Lord Jesus Christ to ask him. Why did he come to ask him? And we know that the Bible has never told that Jesus Christ ever did any miracle when he was a young person. Many people have stories about Jesus Christ performing miracles when he was 12 years old. But the Bible tells this is the first public miracle that he did. So we see that though he was the mother, she also knew the Lord Jesus Christ as her God. She trusted in him, and that he knew that as her God, she can confide in him for help in time of need. You know, Jesus Christ couldn't have help. I mean, when he was coming, he did not bring any drinks along with him. But Mary knew that at that point that he can help, and he sought to confide in him. And he saw him as his God, who he can rest in him in time of difficulty. The heck can he say, Jesus Christ will move back. Awari and Arsenal, not Mary or Hobby. Now, I do have been a son, I'm going to hear a whole one as sign. Now, you should do my catch, Mary catch and say, it's an awesome. Now, here, Cassie, if you are Mary, no, you're Bushinia, or New Gopono, a Bushinia mobile part, because the Ombay on to make Cassie and Sano Asa, and for a guest, I can follow me. And I also, here, Cassie. Okay, how I tell you, to himself by Murana, our rare feast, you know, I have been here. You said, you for our rare, no, Bible, who can't walk or channel, who can't walk or channel home somewhere. I should have said, 7 years and 8 days, you know, Mudia, our rare, Mudi, Jimmy, our rare, Mudi, maybe I'm done a query and not drinks, you know, as some used to hear or Bible. And there comes a Mary. And of course, on one of Jesus Christ, on one of the sooner or what they do in the Muslim Yahoo. If we say so by one part, drinks the Yamba. And so, Emra, who he here by in America, said, or could be say Jesus Christ, no corner could be sad. If we saw, or could be saw, or in Yahoo, or better than what so, or Umbra, who he here, a banner so. And at the end, a better Muslim feast idea with Muslim. What can we learn from the act of Mary here? It teaches us that people will never come to Lord Jesus Christ concerning their sin and their need of salvation. The greatest need of men, except they see him as God, who was manifested in the flesh. Or except they can trust in him that he is worthy of their trust. Except they see in him as such. So all who have or know that, I mean, the history of Jesus Christ, but they cannot own him as God, they can never have him as their savior. They may say, yes, he came to die to save us, but they never believe in him. They can never. Mary, though she knew the Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh, yet he knew him also as her savior, her mother, who also trusted in him as her savior. Because if Mary doesn't trust in him, she couldn't also have salvation. What about you and I? We didn't have, human relations with him. And yet, we have heard of his salvation. Do we see him as our God? Do we trust in him that he is the one worthy of our trust? Mary saw that. And we also see that. So in verse 4, Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. Many people have said that Jesus was rude by his response to his mother. But we know that per the Hebrew language, the woman, it's a word not out of disrespect. Remember when he was hanging on the cross and John, another disciple was there, he told, woman, behold thy son. It's a sign, they say it's a language of saying maybe dear mother or dear something. I mean, that's what, but in our English version, it seems as if like giving a kind of disrespecting abuse. So, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet. But what is important here is that Jesus' response to Mary seems to instruct her on how his work as a Messiah and how his human relationship with her stood apart. The other kind of say, Jesus Christ, you are the man, you know. And she be said, this will not, then the actual one who said, Miss Man, you may be so, yeah, I don't know where we are. And then, Miss Man, Nipa, Munon, and Kita, who did, you know, and Yuma, and Yuma, you know, and Bumba. Why do we say that? Because, as remember in Luke chapter 2, 48 to 51, when Jesus Christ was 12 years old, the family went to Jerusalem for a feast, for a Passover feast. And when they were going back, Jesus Christ was not to be found. I think when they had traveled a day or so. So their parents came back to Jerusalem to look for him. And when they found him, he was sitting with the lawyers in the temple. Discussing the scriptures. And when the parents came, Mary told him, oh, we are worried, we are looking for you. We said that he has work to do, and don't he have to do his father's business? Meaning that what he was doing was his purpose of coming to this. Yes, he has a human relationship with them. His main work as the savior of the world doesn't concern them. So that, you see that those who think that Mary helps in salvation of sinners because she was the mother of Jesus Christ, have to get a wrong thing. Jesus Christ told her that he has a work to do and he has to be concerned about that work. And he told his mother like, so tell her woman here, so I'm trying to tell her to see the difference in that relationship. He as God and also he as man with her, and he as God with the triune God. So, in the response, he has a duty of more important nature than what his human relationship with anyone on earth stood. And we also see that, I'm sure Mary trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, but she also seems to expect some favors. After all, you are my son. Yes, you are my God, but you are my son. But just right, tries to also put things in a proper place. So Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. As if Jesus said that my work as the Savior of the world, and when it ought to be manifested, it's a matter between me and me alone. Between the Godhead. It's not a matter which has to do with any human relationship. Woman, what have I got to do with thee? Because it was time for Jesus to manifest his glory as the Savior. And it concerns only the triune God. You know, the manifestation of his work as God concerns only the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Remember at his baptism, the Father spoke, this is my beloved Son, hear him. And the Holy Spirit descended, and the Son was baptized. And that was the purpose he came to this world. Before the creation of the world, the triune God purposed that Christ will come and die for sin. Christ will be given for the salvation of the world. And that one, no human being was there. Yes, he uses means, he uses humans to accomplish his purpose. But when it comes to salvation of sinners, no human being can have part of it. That's why our own works have no part in our salvation. They can say, "Ebasa ni pangpa jese beje bi boni mudiya ni pebiara eni muchefa." Impo mary impo yesu Christ eni maameno ni eni muchefa. Eye nyangu pone pe ejani oba eni mukongo ni pe na sa impo jase mno. I don't want to plan. I'm gonna agree on. I'm gonna share umbrella. I do our soul, but I'm gonna share umbrella. Do our soul. I'm gonna share umbrella. I do our self. Of course, we do. Now, the affordable people are so in whom Emma Yeo at Calvary. No, a better actually. But you pay any much of fun. And John, why I'm so you're born five from Mary's uncle, Jesus Christ. And so, I mean, almost that. I'm about one interest. Mary and Cassano. No, sir, or anything. Who says yes, Christo, or Yangopo? And I am married in Nicha Fabia or Faja Juma, yes, Christo, but over here. And it also teaches us that, you know, that when Mary asked him, he said, my hour has not yet come. That means what? Even those today who claim that they can do miracles, they are false. His hour to do miracles is in the hand of God alone. But today people can say they are organizing what? Miracle service. How are they sure God is going to do miracles? Jesus Christ told Mary, my hour is not yet come. Yes, we should say, miracles are only determined by God. And he decides when to do. No man knows when Christ or God will do miracles. But what are people doing today? They are doing miracles. It's not from God. Whoever claims to do miracles, I mean, certain times for God to do miracles, he's false. Jesus Christ himself said, my hour is not yet come. It is the duty of the triune God to do what they ought to do. So we see Mary understood the caution and realized that knowing that in God's own time, her time and her need will be met. Though just right did it immediately, but she understood. And that, look at her command to the servant. Verse 5. His mother said unto the servant, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. He knew that Jesus Christ had said that, but you know, in his own time he would do it. So he said, whatever he has said unto you, do it. How he's going to do it, I don't know. Whatever he has told you, do it. And probably the servants also didn't know Jesus Christ. The servants are the male servant at the marriage feast. They might not also know Jesus Christ that he is the God, of all creation, the Savior. So Mary has introduced Jesus Christ that whatever he told them, they should. Else maybe if you had just told them, do this, they might not have listened. So Mary told them, he knew that Jesus Christ is able to do something to help to save the situation, so that they can also obey the commands of the Savior. So we see Mary's trust in the Savior. Though, you see, she was cautioned, though she seemed to not immediately receive what she asked for, yet she was having the faith to trust that the Lord Jesus Christ has a solution to help the situation. In verse 6, we are told, and there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifier of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 fair kings apiece. So, as instructed by Mary, the servants washed their water jars made of stone. This water pot, they are made of stone, they are water jars. These jars, we are told, contain 2 or 3 measuring containers, which were inside. And we learned that 2 of the measuring containers can contain about 9 gallons of liquids. And also 3 can contain 13 gallons of liquid. So it was a small container that is set around. So in all, the waters in them could be 154 to 78 gallons in all. So it was a larger quantity. So it was a small thing. And this is what they put down by the command of the Lord. In verse 7, we are told, Jesus said unto them, fill the water pot with water, and they filled them up to the brim. So now he commanded that they should fill the water pot with water, and they filled them up. After that, they didn't know what he was going to do. Said the air, can he say, excuse me? No, Mary, never me be sad, sir, and son, our men, women, you know. Why, you know, immediately, any woman, you know, or for a long time, in a moment, and your idea is essential. I'm going to see one or more crew who see one. Then I said, no more, I'm going to see one. Two gallons will be around 58 to 78 gallons. I'm going to see one or more crew. Why to the brim? As if to leave no room for doubt that the jars were filled with water, and that at the command of Jesus, it was filled to the brim. And also, you know, he did not command his disciples to fill the water, so that people would think that, oh, maybe he colluded with the disciples so that they could add something to the water when they were filling it. So the maid at the marriage feast filled it up, they cleaned it up and filled it up, and then to the brim. And verse 8, and he says unto them, draw out and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. So at Jesus' command, the servants fetched the fetch of the pot, and as soon as the pot was filled, he said that they should fetch from it. And so we see that the miracle was instant. They fetched from the pot. Immediately they filled, they said they should fetch. They didn't know it had turned to wine. But then immediately they fetched it, the continued verse will tell us that what? It was the one who tasted it realized that it had been turned to wine. And you know the miracles of Jesus Christ, they were always instant. He said, fall to the brim, immediately go to the brim. They fetch from it. No time allowed in between. And again, compared to so-called miracles, what did they do? Pushing people there, turning people around, giving some process to go through and all that. Fill to the brim, fetch it, they turn to wine. Simple as that. That's what he did. And then, this reminds us of his creation power. You know, we are told that before the world was created, there was darkness and void. And he said, well, let there be light. And there was light. It wasn't some process for light to come. So we see that we can trust in him the same way. He was demonstrating the same way. Let there be fishes. Let there be plants. And they came. Let there fill it with water. Fishes from it. And there was wine to fetch from the container. And he said, well, they should bear it to the governor of the feast. The governor, the one in charge of refreshment at the feast. And you know, any provision for the feast was to be brought to his notice. And that is, so Jesus commanded the servant to fetch it to him. And what does it imply? He can certify that there's a wine. He can testify that yes, these things are good to be used at the marriage feast. So when this man tasted of the wine, he said that verse 9, when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants who drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom. Implying that when Jesus Christ was performing the miracle, he wasn't there. Probably he was serving or looking at other guests somewhere. But after he has tasted it, he sensed the difference of the wine he tasted. He questioned the bridegroom because, as we are told, that he knew not whence that wine came from. And also, this confirmed that the water was really changed to wine. But this man wasn't even there when the waters were filled. And the servant fetched it to him. He confirmed that it was like all was done to show that there was no room for doubt that at least somebody help so that the miracles will not be genuine. It was truly turned into wine. And verse 10, and said unto him, that is the master or the governor of the feast to the bridegroom, every man at the beginning thou set good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is waste, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. What he's saying that people sometimes say, oh, he said that people have well drunk, so that means at the feast there were intoxications and that people were drunk. No. What he says is like saying that, it's a general saying that at every feast, people serve the good wine, and when people are full, when people are, I mean, really okay, then that which is so good is brought. The one with inferior quality is brought and served. But you have reserved the good wine till now. He thought that it was the bridegroom who intended to do that, but it was he also himself, per the answer, didn't know. He didn't give any answer, but per the account, he also didn't know that Jesus Christ had turned the water into wine. So then we come to our main verse, verse 11. This beginning of miracles, the Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. So Jesus turning the water into wine marks the beginning of his public ministry, the beginning of all his miracles. And you know that the disciples had earlier believed on him. It's not that they had never believed on him, but this was to confirm their faith. This was to make them to see that they really have him, and that they can truly trust in him. In this, they saw his omnipotence, his infinite wisdom and goodness, that he could have power over nature to overturn nature according to his own will. And remember, before they came to follow him, John have told them, this is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin from the world. And they came to follow him. So this will also testify to them that this is really what John has said. How can one person take away the sin of the world? It might be God himself. It might be the person who is beyond all creation, who has power beyond all, so that he can be such. So John had earlier testified of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And upon this, they believed on him. They believed on him based on this. These miracles came afterwards to confirm that he did not perform miracles to attract the disciples. They believed on him, and these miracles confirmed what they have believed about him. But to move on, we see the disciples believing on him as the Savior of the world. But there were others also who saw this miracle. I'm sure the servants and many others at the marriage feast. But they did not see him as the Savior who have come to the world to help helpless and needy sinners. I'm sure. For we are told that those disciples who had believed on him when they saw the miracle, they have also knew him by the words of John, that he is the one who have come to be the Savior of the world by being the Lamb of God that will take away the sin of the world. They saw him, some at the marriage feast saw him, they saw that he has power to provide probably only wine for their enjoyment. I'm sure those who had enough wine to drink, they would say, oh, this man is very kind, he can work miracles to give us wine to drink. And that might end all that they want to know about him. So that they did. But the actions of many others, which we might see that apart from disciples who had faith in him, many also are the same today. They think the same of the Lord Jesus Christ. When people read of his miracles, All that they see and desire from him is what? Oh, I want Jesus to heal my diseases. Oh, I want him to help my business. Oh, I want him to help me so that I can, maybe if it's education, I can go higher and higher. I can become, that's what people think of him. God, he, as they say, is a miracle worker. People say, oh, he's a miracle worker. Then nowadays, there's a common sense. They say that what God cannot do doesn't exist. And all that they think about is material blessing. But I have friends who are reposing it, and I know what they are looking for. All what God cannot do cannot exist. That means that in my situation, when I'm struggling with life troubles, if I pray to God and he cannot help me, it doesn't exist. That means God will do it to vindicate himself. It's totally wrong. And this is the idea many have. When they look at Jesus Christ and perform miracles, oh, then Christians also will have power to do some things. No, that's not the purpose. The disciples, we are told, they believed on him when they saw the miracles. Your faith in Christ should not lead you, as I said when I started, that he, Christ himself said that, if we gain the whole world and lose our soul, what profit will we get? And then we think that he should do miracles to satisfy our material, just our material wants and needs. Then he himself has said something which he's working against. His miracles should lead us to a far and nobler desire from him than earthly gain. Whoever see Christ or heard about him, just about and think of any material gain, he's totally gone off. He can never receive the blessings of Christ, the blessings that Christ came to bless this world. He can never receive it. No, we should have a nobler, higher view of him. His glory, as we see in his miracles, should move us to desire him as God's gift given to meet the sins, the need of all sinners in this world, as the disciples saw him. Have you also seen him as such? Have you seen him beyond all that you say he is? I mean, he can do, he can, he is, he can say. Have you ever saw him more than that, that he's your Savior? Have you saw him beyond just he being a miracle worker, or he being somebody who has supernatural powers, but as your Savior, the one who came to offer himself for sin? Until you have seen him as such, all that you know about Jesus Christ is vain. It will not do any good. That the American said, "Nipa, mesima yekere says, you have fallen who is ah, and my dear Jesus, oh yeah." The Bible said, "Omu jini diye." Nika said, "Na, it's your fault. Why jini di that?" He said, "John the Baptist, no ni omu jina." Okay, John said, "Monsho ni amu poju amba no oji boni fi we aso na okono." Na, how no mu fi no midi ni? Echi no yeah sa sanctuary. The Bible said, "Omu jini." Ina chere said, "Sanctuary no." Emma, omu jedi ene wo ni munu eba ye ede. Omu se, oh, ayenu kwe diya jon kan ya jedi. Nemo, se ne tu miya awo no, ye tu midi ya maa shen ni mu ye. Na meka se, o ye sa an sen chwe ni. Na ni pa be bre ne wo, awa ye na se. But ye chwa se ni suyan fwo no pe, ne, e tu miya ede, e ji ni di se, o no, ene, yanko pon wa, awa bewi ya se. Na meka se, ni pa be bre so, ene, diya omu jini yesu so, omu kan e fan wa, diya omu jini honi se. So, obe, sam ya re, se obe ma me juma dia koso se ma menye sika anase me ma bi adige me wo tie am bi esime nzu no obe bua me na aide akoso. I remember yesterday we at the station, we met a young man and we asked him, and he was claiming that he is born again. He said, so we asked him what are the things that shows that he is born again. He told us that yes, when he confessed his sins, that he saw that he was doing well at school. That means there's a change, he's doing well at school. We said no. I think one of our brothers asked him that, told him that, do you know those who don't attend church, who are not Christians, yeah, they also do better at school. And he was just quiet. You see, so some people think that worldly gains are the blessings of Christ. They get it all wrong. But when we see him, as the disciples saw him, the Savior who has come to die for us on the cross, as we also learned, as he was able to change the water into wine, he's able to change our sinful hearts and give us new nature. Our hearts are sinful. You see, conversion, he is able to turn our sinful heart. If you trust him, he's able to turn your sinful heart. He's able to make you able to overcome the sin that you are not able to overcome. All the bad things you are not able to overcome. He's able also to give us a new nature, to make us have relationship with him as God, to know God, to love God, and to obey him, and help him as your Father to overcome your sin. These are blessings that we look out from the Lord Jesus Christ. And these are blessings that we can never find in anywhere. These are blessings no one can ever do for us except we come to Lord Jesus Christ, so that we find in Him the one who can change our heart, the one who can give us a new life, so that when this life passes over, we have hope of eternity. So that when death comes to our door, we are not afraid to die, because as our Apostle said, to die is gain. Have you ever thought that for you to die will be gain for you? If you cannot come to that conclusion, then you have to rethink. The Lord Jesus Christ is there. Those who are Christ see death as gain, because death changes their position from this world to a life of glory. They can say, "Send your son in Sunuya, a year, a buy any son, sons over to me as a woman. Bonnie to a kumbe mu and Subambonia went to me and Jaina said, 'Do so. What the human of self or no good mother rest in who not the one in Chawa or to me some akuma. No more with Sufro. That better young hook on who bet me, a tin who wants them, no Munya who wants the wager. No more to me now to me by chef, 1 year so. Let me cast it. Impose a wooba. Who in Egypt would be said, open your point. And I'm saying, what if you ask him, that's a wound to me, and who says a wooba to me, that's a Egypt, mamma, and yeah, and yet you hope you. If you said, Baba, you're a Christopher, who are in Egypt, some will call this Christian change. To conclude, also, his purpose on earth was to demonstrate to all the sinners God's plan of salvation. And in this, he suffered the brutalities of men. All that could be done to him, he did. All that could be done to him, they did to him. He suffered shame. And he died in our place. He died in our place. And he is willing to offer forgiveness to all who put their trust in him. He's willing, or that person, or the one, if I tell them, we'll be around, or they didn't read it, they saw no name, Yahoo form. Ah, I'm calling the boy, Or, yeah, young mama, when he said, Who are the Rebecca? Ubenya and Kwan. So that's what he came to do. You will know his power if only you repent of sin. The power of Jesus Christ, as I said, we don't seek it in physical blessings, but the true power of Jesus Christ, you see it if you repent. God, he himself, at his first speech, said that, repent and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of heaven. Have you also believed on him? Is he your savior? Or he's just a miracle worker? Or he's just somebody who just helping life trouble? You know, nowadays most of the gospel songs that the contemporary gospel say about, oh, I couldn't do this and Jesus take the wheel. I couldn't push and Jesus take the wheel. And I was in distress, and no, that's not the purpose. Yes, he helps, he gives us comfort when we are believers. But we should see him concern our sin first. Or see who a fire born of the kind. Then so if only you would taste his power, unless you repent and believe on him, that he suffered and died for your sin. When he was bearing shame on the cross, it's for your sin. It's for my sin. We come to him and we bring this to him. If only you will call on him. As I read before in 1 Peter 3:18, for Christ also has once suffered for sin, the just for the unjust. He is just, we are unjust. We have disobeyed God. We have broken every commandment of God. Our actions, our words, our lies, our lust for things have made us sinners before God. Only him can change this position for us, because he stood in our place, so that the best is that he might bring us to God. Being put to death in the flesh, but taken by the Spirit. He was put to death in the flesh because of our sin. Yekuno, yegueni maso, yebone muntia. Ase benya agensa kra, ebi bone ho, ye de rush ebi mua. Bemuso e yenso ya jom kambi. Ente, the other one said, "Osi e tumi gusa adi e fire spirit." Said, "Ebenya agensa kra bone ho, ye de rush ebi mua." Ono pe ogo tumi abuai. Biso ono de wabani nsem. But him that cometh to me, I will know what and I will know why. Because you don't want him to come. As the Bible tells us that men, just light has come into this world, but men love darkness rather than light, because they are this world evil. They are not willing to come to Lord Jesus Christ because they love their sin. But may you find in him your Savior and repent and come to him. The Lord help us, and let us think of him as our Savior and not just a miracle worker. May we pray together.